Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
High above the rugged cliffs of California's Big Sur coast, Point Sur Lighthouse has stood as a solitary beacon since 1889, guiding countless mariners away from peril. But what if this lighthouse serves as more than just a guide to safety? What if its light also draws the lingering spirits of those lost to the unforgiving sea? Over the years, stories of strange apparitions and disembodied voices have transformed this iconic structure into one of the most mysterious and reportedly haunted locations on the West Coast. A tall figure dressed in 19th century clothing, the playful whispers of a child named Pokey, and the unmistakable chill of an unseen presence. These are just a few of the unsettling experiences shared by visitors and staff alike. Could the history of tragic shipwrecks and lives lost in these tumultuous waters have left an indelible mark on this historic site? Or do isolation, wind, and waves play tricks on the mind? Whatever the truth, the Point Sur Lighthouse remains shrouded in intrigue and unanswered questions. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. High on a volcanic rock along California's Big Sur coastline, Point Sur Lighthouse began its life as a savior for sailors, illuminating one of the most treacherous stretches of the Pacific Ocean. The coastline, rugged and unforgiving, earned its reputation early. By the mid-19th century, the region was dotted with the wreckage of countless ships, their remnants scattered along the shore. It was this grim reality that drove Congress to fund the construction of the lighthouse in 1889, a project aimed at turning the tide on a history of maritime tragedy. The lighthouse, a feat of 19th century engineering, was an ambitious undertaking. Perched 361 feet above sea level, its location was selected for maximum visibility, though it posed challenges for its construction team. Workers had to haul materials up the craggy cliffside, enduring the area's famously brutal winds and dense fog. Once completed, the lighthouse emitted a steady beam powered by a Fresnel lens, a technological marvel of its time. Over the decades, its guiding light became a lifeline for sailors navigating the perilous waters below. Yet even with the lighthouse's completion, tragedy remained an ever-present shadow. Ships continued to founder along the coast, and with each wreck came tales of lives lost, some in particularly haunting circumstances. One such story involves the SS Los Angeles, which met its fate near Point Sur in 1894. A sudden fog obscured the ship's course, and it ran aground, claiming six lives, including children. The tragedy underscored the lighthouse's importance while weaving a thread of sorrow into its history. The human element of Point Sur Lighthouse's story is equally compelling. For decades, it was home to lighthouse keepers and their families, who lived in relative isolation from the rest of the world. These keepers, often accompanied by their spouses and children, formed tight-knit communities within the lighthouse's confines. Their role was demanding. Climbing steep stairs to maintain the lens, monitoring weather patterns, and ensuring the light never faltered. Among these keepers was a man named James Anderson, who served in the early 20th century. Known for his dedication, Anderson worked tirelessly to keep the light operational, even in the face of personal tragedy. His wife, Catherine, is often mentioned in accounts of the lighthouse's hauntings. Some believe her voice, calm yet firm, can still be heard calling to her daughter, affectionately nicknamed Pokey. The first whispers of paranormal activity at Point Sur began long before ghost tours and modern investigations. Lighthouse keepers and their families often recounted strange occurrences. Doors opening and closing on their own, faint whispers in empty rooms, and sudden chills on otherwise warm days. These phenomena were largely dismissed as tricks of the mind, the result of the isolation and the eerie atmosphere created by howling winds and crashing waves. Yet the stories persisted, handed down like folklore, each generation adding its own layer of mystery. As the lighthouse transitioned from a manually operated beacon to an automated system in 1972, the human presence dwindled, but the ghost stories only grew. Visitors to the now historic site reported encounters that seemed to echo those of the past. Some claimed to see a tall figure in 19th century attire standing near the tower, only for it to vanish moments later. Others described hearing the voice of a child, soft, playful, and unmistakably out of place. What might explain these occurrences? Psychologists suggest that the isolation of the lighthouse, coupled with the power of suggestion, could lead to heightened perceptions of the paranormal. Visitors primed by tales of ghostly encounters might misinterpret natural phenomena, creaking wood, gusting winds, or even their own heightened awareness, as evidence of the supernatural. Environmental factors, too, play a role. The constant roar of the ocean and the low-frequency hum of the wind can create auditory illusions, while sudden drops in temperature might feel like the icy grip of an unseen presence. Despite these rational explanations, the allure of the lighthouse's haunted reputation endures. The building itself, with its weathered walls and commanding view of the restless sea, seems to invite speculation. It's as though the very air around Point Sur hums with the energy of its history, a history filled with both the triumph of human ingenuity and the heartbreak of lives lost. As the years passed, Point Sur Lighthouse gained a reputation not just as a historic site, but as a hotbed for paranormal activity. With its history of maritime tragedies and the enduring presence of its lonely structure atop the windswept rock, it became a focal point for ghost hunters and curious visitors alike. What they discovered, or claimed to discover, only deepened the mystery. One of the most frequently reported phenomena at Point Sur is the appearance of a tall man dressed in 19th century clothing. Visitors describe seeing this figure near the lighthouse tower, his form fleeting and indistinct, often dissolving into the mist before they can approach. Some speculate that he might be the spirit of a former lighthouse keeper, still tending to his duties long after his death. Others believe he could be one of the many sailors who perished in shipwrecks along the coast, his soul drawn to the light that failed to save him. Another recurring report involves the ghostly voice of Pokey, the young daughter of a lighthouse keeper from the early 20th century. During guided tours, visitors have reported hearing a child's laughter or the faint sound of a girl calling for her mother. Even more chilling are the recordings captured by paranormal investigators, which have reportedly picked up Pokey's voice answering questions, or repeating phrases like, "Come play," and "It's bedtime." Perhaps the most unsettling accounts are those involving poltergeist activity. Visitors and staff have reported doors slamming shut without explanation, especially in the kitchen area of the lighthouse keeper's quarters. On occasion, objects have been seen moving on their own, from a rolling pin on a countertop to chairs shifting slightly, as if an unseen hand had nudged them. While skeptics attribute these events to the coastal winds or the vibrations of the old structure, others insist the activity is far too specific to be dismissed so easily. Theories about the haunting at Point Sur vary widely. Some believe the lighthouse is the site of residual hauntings, where the emotional energy of past events has imprinted on the environment, creating a kind of looped playback of history. This theory aligns with the recurring nature of many of the reported phenomena, such as the tall figure and Pokey's voice. Others suggest that the lighthouse is a focal point for intelligent hauntings, where spirits are actively interacting with the living, responding to questions, and even manipulating objects. Investigators have tried to get to the bottom of these mysteries using modern technology. Paranormal research teams have conducted numerous investigations at Point Sur, employing tools like electromagnetic field meters, thermal cameras, and digital audio recorders. These efforts have yielded intriguing results, including spikes in electromagnetic activity. Near the keeper's quarters, an electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, that defy easy explanation. In one recording, a distinctly female voice was captured saying, "Now she wants you to go home," a message as cryptic as it is unnerving. The lighthouse's isolation plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. Perched high above the ocean and cut off from the hustle of modern life, it creates an atmosphere where the line between reality and imagination blurs. For those who visit at night with the moonlight casting eerie shadows and the wind howling through the rocks, the sense of unease is almost palpable. It's in this setting that many of the most intense encounters are said to occur, as if the spirits of Point Sur are drawn out by the darkness. Yet for all the investigations and personal accounts, there are still more questions than answers. Why do some visitors experience vivid paranormal encounters while others leave the lighthouse without so much as a chill? Are the reported phenomena truly the work of restless spirits, or are they the result of natural forces combined with the power of suggestion? And why does the haunting seem to focus on specific individuals like Pokey and the tall man in blue, while the countless others who lived and died in the area remain silent? Point Sur Lighthouse remains an enigma, a place where history and mystery intersect in ways that defy simple explanations. For those who visit, it offers a glimpse into the past and a brush with the unknown, leaving them to wonder what truly lingers in the shadow of its light. Point Sur Lighthouse stands as a monument to human ingenuity, perseverance, and perhaps something far beyond the physical realm. Its light has guided sailors through the treacherous waters of Big Sur for over a century, but its shadow seems to hold echoes of the past, tragedy, resilience, and mystery. From the chilling whispers of Pokey to the imposing figure of the tall man in 19th century attire, the accounts of paranormal activity at Point Sur challenge our understanding of what lingers when life fades. Skeptics may argue that the reported phenomena are the result of isolation, atmospheric conditions, or the natural sounds of the sea, amplified by suggestive storytelling. And there's merit to those explanations. After all, the human mind is a powerful and often unreliable narrator, but there's something undeniably compelling about the lighthouse's haunted legacy. Something that keeps visitors coming back, recording devices in hand, searching for answers. Ultimately, whether you believe in the paranormal or not, Point Sur Lighthouse offers a unique lens through which to view history and human experience. It's a reminder that places like people carry the weight of their stories, and some stories refuse to be silenced. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.